Hi everyone, welcome back to the Femina podcast, where we chat about topics that need to be talked about more and of course topics that inspire empowerment. This is part two of Taya's calling. We chat a little bit more about her journey and her views on spiritual health and her connection to her spiritual health. Before I press play on the episode, just reminding you guys to follow us on Instagram and check out our website and check out our Patreon for exclusive content for the minimum price of $1. Thanks for listening and enjoy this episode.
One, two.
Let's go. So you and Joe Berg?
Yeah.
Crazy
and
responses.
We've had crazy responses ever since. So then we've kind of just been, you know. For the boys, they talk about how there was a period where they're like, is this maybe where United, kind of like that period of their life finishes? Because they've been they were traveling for like, I think it was close to 15 years or something.
Wow.
And, you know, they continued to have random favor with like churches in America, and people would say, come sing at our conference and all that. And it was kind of, they were getting a bit older, and they're just like, oh, like, maybe this is it for us, you know? And so they kind of said, we'll just do one more album and, you know. Which is, again, the surprising thing is, like, you know, God will use, like, you would think that when something's finishing, God's like, I'm not done yet. And then he literally used that album and kind of went into places that we have never really been before and opened up crazy doors.
Like what?
I just, like, I feel so lame, like, tooting. I promise I'm, like, tooting God's horn more than mine. But just, like, weird stuff, like, you know, we've won a couple of Billboard awards.
You have? I'm so educated.
What? No, neither am I. We go to do this, like, visa, because obviously we travel in America so often,
yeah,
and tour and everything. We usually have, like, visas to be able to stay in America for that period of time and,
yeah,
and be everything above board and, you know, not be like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be able to do the visa process. You have to put this whole portfolio of, like, the visas that we go for, I think it's called like 01 or 02, and it's called aliens. I know it sounds weird. I was like, why am I an alien? It's like someone who has a special gift or ability to be able to, like, creatively or whatever. This is like anyone that would want to apply for that visa would have to, it's called like an alien something.
Right, so most like entertainers would do this.
Yeah,
right.
and would show a portfolio of like, this is why I'm a benefit to your country, because I have all these, like, I'm not just coming into, you know, be a legend, but like, I'm actually going to work hard and this is my portfolio kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're looking through this at like the American embassy, US embassy. And I'm just like looking, I'm like, oh my gosh, like how many awards have we, like, we have no idea. Like, it's like,
really?
This award. I'm like, this. I was like, that's cool. But like,
is that normal for most entertainers? Like, do you reckon, like, for example, like Lady Gaga, do you reckon she goes, oh geez, as well? Like, is that normal?
I mean, maybe, because it's like, hopefully we would never get too far from where we came from. And
yeah,
then also, the great thing about, you know, being an Australian is that there's this, you have people around you who would keep you grounded.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that people love about Australians.
Very good about that, yeah.
I mean, there's also the flip side, which is kind of bad, which is the tall poppy syndrome. If anyone kind of steps out to do something amazing,
yeah,
then
good.
People chop it off,
yeah,
and pull them back down, you know, which is good for grounding, not so good if you're wanting to step out and do something new and people are just like, what are you doing, you know?
Mm.
But yeah, so just like, yeah, weird stuff like that.
Australians are just very honest. They're very honest about everything.
Very honest.
Yeah.
Like, mom, too much.
You're hurting my feelings a bit now.
Yeah, okay, I'll deal with that.
But
yeah.
So, yeah. Just,
yeah. Weird, crazy favor. And just like, which again is like maybe a really lovely thing about living in Australia is that because it's not necessarily a Christian nation, no one really knows who you are or what you do. But then if you go to America, it might be a little different.
Yeah.
Which is lovely. Which is lovely.
Fandom.
Not really.
What I do want to mention though is, like, Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
Is part of Hillsong.
Yeah, he's really good friends with our New York pastors and many
Have
of
you
the
been?
Team there. Mm-hmm. really lovely.
Yeah.
His wife is really lovely. She's very beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
But, Hayley. I mean, she's beautiful on the outside, but she's really lovely on the inside. From what I've seen, I don't know her very well.
Mm.
But from what I've seen, very lovely on the inside.
Is which is saying a lot. Is part of it as well?
Yeah. She was, like, part of... It's hard to say at the moment because I'm, like, I haven't seen any, like, photos of anyone gathering together because they're not. But, like, they're all friends with, like, our LA pastors. Yeah,
because I'm just trying to give, like, kind of scale this to everyone because a lot of our listeners are from Europe and Australia. And, like, I mean... Well,
we have... All the shout out to all the Euros, like they would know because we've got Hillsong London in many different parts, like many campuses. Mm. Hillsong Liverpool, we've got Hillsong Spain.
Oh, nice.
I love Spain, it's probably my favorite city in the entire world.
What?
Yeah, city country. You gotta go. Barcelona is my favorite, like, is where I had my first rosé, glass of rosé.
Oh, beautiful.
And I think we went to a butcher's and we walked around with, like, the most amazing prosciutto I've ever had in my entire life.
Oh, yum.
Eating it out of the bag. And we had, like, hors d'oeuvres. Like, it was just insane. And it was the culture. Everyone stayed up late.
That's why I love Europe, because it's just rich with different cultures so close together. And beautiful. Like, we like you. Yeah. We like you. It's nice, yeah.
So we've got, like, Hillsong Milan.
Wow. Because I know you're massive in America.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you from... But I had to enter your world to know you. Like, I didn't know you from not being in your world.
Which, again, it's what I love because it's like, we're not that good. We're all ordinary people with an amazing God who's, like, working through us, you know?
So I just want to, like, show the scale of, like, how successful you guys have been, but how big.
Well, here's a fun thing. Our Hillsong Worship team of, I think it was like 2 years ago, they wrote this amazing song called What a Beautiful Name.
I love that song.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, they actually just one. They wrote a little children's book they've just brought out.
Oh!
And we like gifted it to some of our friends.
Oh, cute.
It's beautiful. It's actually beautiful. It's very simple in the way that it actually teaches about Jesus. I also love,
is it A Billion Stars?
Oh, So Will I. Is that?
So Will I. Yeah. That's the one.
Yeah, oh yeah, 100 Billion Times.
Yeah. Yeah, so, in brackets.
Amazing. Because, again, that's a story. Like, it tells from the very beginning, like, God of creation.
Yeah, Dave pointed that to me because, Dave and I have, like, our regular, like, conversations about,
shout
like,
out Dave.
We're always just, like, we have our, like, kind of, we don't bicker, but, like.
Where you're discussing what you believe.
Yeah, we have discussions because, like, he's obviously a Christian, but I'm just, like, so interested in everything. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't really want a title, but I'm.
You're discovering what it is that you believe.
Yeah, I still have so much to discover, but I'm really content.
So do I.
Yeah.
So do I.
I mean, we all do, but I am really content with myself at the moment, just, like, learning new stuff and just being Elise. Like, I'm not feeling a yearning to go, I am this and this and this. I'm just really content being Elise and, like, being really open-minded to a lot of things.
Yeah.
And he's always like, listen to this. Like, you're going to be a good Christian boy and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, Dave, just let me be me. And I'm cool, like, how I am right now. And then he was like, I want to show you this. Like, I'm like, let's listen to this song
because
we're talking
that.
About creation and science and all that type of stuff. And then he was like, let's listen to this. And I was like, it's like, okay, fine. And then I listened to the words and I was like, oh, wow, it really does tell the story.
Yeah.
It tells a nice story.
And, like, in an easy way
to
listen to, not, like, someone going, you know,
and these
atoms down.
To these atoms. And it was, like, really, so, anyways, that's just why I like that song.
Oh, I love that. Well, What a Beautiful Name won a Grammy.
Did it? Mm-hmm. Oh, I just don't know anything.
Oh, but gal, don't
I enjoy the music.
Well, that is the main thing.
Yeah.
You know, we always say, like, if one person, you know, is impacted or encouraged, then it's 100 times worse. Mm. God uses songs to encourage people, and if it would, you know, if we would just be people that would realize that he could use anything, I feel like I would pay much more attention to lyrics and writing, which is what I'm trying to do at the moment. But
So let's go into your songwriting then. I want to know we just talked about my view on spiritual health and a little bit. How do you link your songwriting with your spiritual health? Because you're not just a church goer, you are part of, I mean, everyone's, like, everyone, I assume, who goes to church mm-hmm. is a part of the church. But you're part of the creation of what people see at church.
Yeah.
So how do you, and that's like...
Part of the woodwork.
Yeah, but also your songwriting isn't just like, oh, I want to write a pretty song. It's for you to kind of like continue through life and like it feeds you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean...
Well, I guess I would put the, like, the spiritual health word, probably the word that I would call it would be faith. I have faith
yeah.
in Jesus, and it's actually the most important thing in my entire life. I put Jesus above Ben because if I am in right relationship with God, like ultimately, like, you know, that vertical relationship, if I'm meeting with him every day and spending time with him, I'm a much nicer person. Much nicer. When I spend more time with him, I become more like,
what are we talking about, Ben? Are we talking about?
Oh no! I mean, Ben's great as well. When I spend time with him, like, it's very good.
Sorry,
but when I spend time with Jesus, like, which for me it looks like reading my Bible every day.
Mm.
Pardon me. Which the great thing is, like, when you put things in place to become habits and you do it over a period of time, it becomes easier. Just like the discipline to eat well and to go to the gym. Totally a lifelong battle, getting better at it.
You're doing well. I see you doing well. I see you.
I need to up my time. But make good choices. But the great thing is, like, you know, when I came to Sydney that original time and I found in the Bible that one of the names of God was Jehovah Jireh back in the day, which is my provider. And I kind of started holding, we would call it holding onto the word of God, like nothing else, because I had nothing else. And from that place, I started reading my Bible with that same desperation, in a good way of like, God, I need you to speak to me because I don't have anything else. My family do not live here. I need what you say in this to be true. And he proved that so many times, even though he didn't need to prove himself at all because he is God and we're little people on the earth, you know? But he's like, I want to be involved in your story. I want to, I've got so much good things ahead, you know? And so for me, it's like reading my Bible, but not just like fulfilling and ticking off 10 minutes and going, sick, I've done that, let's move on. But like taking time to learn who he is.
Yeah.
And I don't hear the audible voice of God. I wish I did, because I feel like that would be amazing and also so much easier rather than going to like, is this right? Or, you know, I feel like I get impressions or like feelings or a prompting, we would say, by the Holy Spirit. And so for me, it's just like spending time with him, reading and being obedient when I feel a prompting for something, whether it's texting somebody and saying, hey, I fully felt just to pray for you today randomly and felt to encourage you and just like text it through. And the amount of times that someone will be like, okay, that's so insane because I just got a text that my dad had a fall and I don't know, you know, like that's, you know, just like weird stuff like that. Anyway, for me, it looks like having faith in someone that's bigger than you and that sees the whole picture whilst we only see things in part. And music's obviously a big part for me. I feel like that's when I feel like God's really close. We talk about it as like you can feel the presence of God, that he's in the room in that moment. And maybe you've experienced this. I don't know, like when you've listened to, say, some of the stuff that we get to do, like on albums and stuff, there have been people that, not Christians, have never had anything to do with God or church or anything, and they've written to me and they said, hey, I don't know what it is, but when I listen to the music that you guys sing and play, I feel something. It makes me feel just peaceful. So I'm just going to continue to listen to your music. I don't know about God. I don't know about this, but I just feel this. And so I'm just going to go with the leading or whatever.
Yeah.
And then there are other people that have written and said, I have a relationship with Jesus because I just started listening to your music and it's just changed my life. And it started to teach me like the story of creation and what that looks like, because I had no idea and I didn't grow up in church, and you know. And so for me, music's been really important. It's been a place where I can sit down and sing, and I sing to the Lord, and fills me with peace. It's probably my relationship with Jesus is the number one relationship in my life, and Ben comes second. And when I love again, like, I love band so much better when I've spent time with God, because I take to him all my worry, all the questions, all the stuff, and I, like, put it before him, and sometimes I feel like I might get a prompting or an answer or a piece, other times no, but the fact that I've even just taken my stuff to him, I, like, ask Ben, he's like, she hasn't had a JC time, like, which, you know, that's what I call it, like, Jesus Christ time, and usually before the pandemic, it would be in a cafe, I'd have my AirPods in, or like headphones in, sorry. I paid everyone out that had them. I was like, what are you wearing? Tampons in the ear? Like, now I have the tampons and I love them.
Honestly, like, I was like, what? They are so silly. Like,
I know. And then it's like, oh, really, the clarity and everything.
Oh my, I just love them for running, because when I would run, they're just like,
fall out. Exactly. Just, like, and I don't like the feeling of something hitting or whatever.
You want the, you just want the wind.
Exactly.
But yeah. Anyways, you're in the cafe with your tampons. Yes.
Yep. In my ears. And I would always put on an instrumental track, because I would get distracted by voices, because I'm a little bit of a vocal snob, because I would like listen and articulate and exactly.
Yeah.
So I have to put on something that's like piano track usually, or like orchestral with no words. And, it's usually like, there's so many beautiful worship tracks you get on Spotify, all that. And, one guy that I love, if I'm allowed to say, he's a pianist within our church, volunteer, Dave Andrews. Look him up on Spotify. He's got so many, like one, there's a project he did because he saw that people were struggling to sleep. And so he released this one called Sleep. And it's called like the Sleep Project. And it's like 40 minutes of him just playing, and it's beautiful and it's just lovely. So I listen to that, read my Bible, have a few different translations, the Message Bible that I still have, that I think I talked about that before, about everyday language that makes it
easier to understand.
Exactly. And I read that, I'm like, oh, I get it now. Like, how good. So I have that, a devotional. A guy wrote that devotional, Oswald Chambers, in My Utmost for His Highest. He wrote it in 1817.
Wow.
And yet every single day, because it's like marked for the day, like October the 12th today.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a calendar.
Yeah. And it's like 365 devotionals for that particular day, and it's insane how synced up it will be for what I'm dealing with at that time or in days ahead.
Wow.
Which I'm like, God, you're so amazing that you would inspire someone to write this stuff all about you in 1817. And P.S. he died insanely early. The only reason we even have a copy of this is because his wife, who he belovedly called Biddy, because he called her beloved disciple, so I think it's really cute. She continued to try and put all of his transcripts and sermons in books, because she knew that even after he passed away randomly from like appendicitis or something, or operation prematurely, also she had a 4-year-old daughter at the time or something. Like, it's crazy. Only because she just felt so committed to like the cause of putting all these things together in books, that I get to have this guy still speak to me about my relationship with God years later. Tell me how that works, because I don't know how that works. Again, I'm like, I don't know how people could be skeptical, because I'm like, also, this is a complete aside where I'm like, and again, maybe just because I've had all these insane experiences, like, where I'm like, God, only you could have done this, because I would not have chosen to do any of this, and yet look what you've done. How does a woman be able to carry a human, and at the right time, this is so weird, but it's like, this blows my mind, right? P.S. I'm not pregnant, I'm not having a baby yet or anything like that. Like, just everyone's like, why don't you get babies on the way? I'm married, it's okay if anything happens. Like, thank goodness. But no, like, how does a woman's breast milk come in at the exact right time, and it's a particular type of like formula for the first couple of weeks, and then it changes, and then it's whatever the child needs until the child doesn't need it anymore, and then the milk supply dries up, and then your boobs go back to being normal ish maybe a little more saggy, but how does that happen?
People don't even know how that
how does our body do that kind of stuff? And also, slightly on a weird note, why are we the only mammals that choose to then continue to have milk once it's dried up?
Like, us drink milk?
Yeah, as in, like, there's a reason why we probably shouldn't be drinking, like, cow's milk or something.
Oh, yeah, we shouldn't be drinking cow's milk.
Exactly. But how crazy is that? Whereas I'm like, the body is so insane, and we believe that God created the body, but I'm like, people like scientists don't even know how like explain how.
Mm.
How does it know? How does it like?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big science believer, so I'm just like.
Google this later. No, tell me later.
No, but for real, like I think
just
like
my mouth.
People will go. There's an explanation for that and that and that, but I do believe that whoever is up there, whoever they are, it is
so creative.
Created that and made sure but that there insane. Was science behind it. You know what I mean? Like the.
Like, I've got a friend, an amazing scientist in LA, an older man, Mr. Parks.
Mr. Parks.
Him and his wife are amazing, Mr. and Mrs. Parks. And they're amazing research and develop, like, scientists,
mm-hmm.
doctors. And the way that he works, because he's a Christian, he says so many people try and come up with synthetic ways of, synthetic medicine. He said, yeah. The way that I try and create things because I believe that God created everything and he created the most perfect way of doing things. So like, for example, cells that can recreate cells. He's like, God already did that because our bodies are insane and they do this. So he said, I work backwards. God created the best way of doing that cell thing. So then I go from that cell thing and I try and work the way backwards. The way that he works meant that they were able to create a drug that could actually synthetically create cells the way that our bodies were doing it. Everyone else couldn't figure out how he did it, but he's like, I work backwards because God's created the most perfect thing, so then I just work backwards. That's also
like a very simple like mathematical method. Like that's like the basics of maths. Yeah. Like if you can't figure it out, go backwards.
Yeah, but the crazy thing is though, he has that revelation of like God created the most amazing thing first, so I'm going to work backwards from that. Yeah. So it's like,
which makes sense.
There's got to be a recognition that there's God to be able to create that first thing. Yeah. Or just like, as in like, where did that come from?
Yeah.
So many things. That's really interesting.
So you have so many instances where you go, I cannot deny it, Have you ever had an instance like, I mean, did that come from the start? Or have you ever had any moments where you've gone, is like, maybe I can deny it?
No.
Really?
Because when I was really young, right? Grew up in a Christian home.
Yeah.
There was a guy who came and visited our church who, there's many gifts that God gives him. One of them is gift of the Holy Spirit for healing. Some get the gift of prophecy and be able to call things out before it's there and before anyone else can see it. I'm giving you a full like theology lesson. I'm not the greatest teacher, but I'm happy to tell you anything that I know.
I'm learning stuff, then I'm happy.
You're awesome. So there's this guy and he was gifted in healing. And I would have been really young. So I would have been like maybe 6 or 7. So I want to get the kids around here. So basically there was this woman within our church whose foot was this much shorter than the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Says, I want the young kids to see this because he said, if young kids see this, then they will learn from a young age, like nothing's impossible with God and that God did this. And so like she took off her shoes and she showed us that like, so pretend like the back part of the feet are at the same place.
Yeah.
So it's like this.
How do you explain that to the
So I have my hands basically about half a hand. One foot is half a hand shorter. Than the
half a foot shorter.
Yeah, so basically she's had back problems and hip problems and all that because like her feet are literally, you know, one will be like a size 5 and one will be like a size 8 or something.
Yeah,
something like that. I don't actually know the true sizes, but she was an older woman, so she's lived with this her entire year, like life. Sorry,
mm-hmm.
She's only 1 year old. <Just kidding. laughs> She's no, an older lady. So she's lived with this her entire life. He said, I specifically want the kids to see this, so come around. And there's a verse in the Bible that says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You know, we're meant to be people of faith. And it says, it's actually impossible to please God apart from having faith. So we need to have faith to be able to please God. And so we believe that God heals. I think the Hebrew word is Jehovah Rapha, I think it is. Don't quote me on that. I need to get better at that.
All right.
But that's one of his, like, names, that he's healer.
Yeah.
And so we can actually ask him to heal. Like, in Jesus' name, be healed. In Jesus' name. So we all laid hands on this lady's leg and we started praying, and then he started praying. And when I say, like, he has a gift for it, it means that for some reason God just uses him to heal people.
Yeah.
Just like crazy stuff. So we all laid hands on this lady's leg and we were praying. And he's like, in Jesus' name, we pray that this lady's foot would grow, that it would be, that it would come out and that it would grow to the exact same length as the other foot. There would be no more pain to this woman's spine and hip and whatever else. And I'm like, out of the mouth of a babe, out of the mouth of a child, like, I saw this foot grow. Literally just like, grow. Like, what? A foot? Like, literally just grew. And so I saw a woman's foot. As I'm sitting there as like a 6-year-old and I have my hand on her and we're praying that, Jesus, would you heal this lady's foot? Would it grow in your name, Lord Jesus?
Did you know this lady before?
I didn't, because keep in mind, like, I'm a kid, so. But
it was, like, she didn't, like, cut off her foot beforehand?
No, I mean, that would be a surgery of, like,
reattachment. That would have been some dedication.
Like, crazy. Like, wow. The foot. So it's, like, just wish I'm sure that helped shape my.
Yeah.
For example, in the Bible, I was reading the other day that we're actually meant to come to God as kids. It doesn't say, like, you know, adults of God inherit the kingdom of heaven, but it's the children
mm-hmm.
inherit the kingdom of heaven. We're meant to come as like little people, because you know the cool thing about little people, they're not skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually beautiful little humans. They haven't been taught how to hate or anything else, but yeah. They're actually, anything's possible, and they're so excited at the littlest thing, and they have faith. And so I've remembered that of like, I saw a woman's, and of course, like when you grow up, you're like, was that?
You're like,
is that even real? It's like, yeah. What? But I'm like, how else does a woman's foot grow? So I feel like I've always had like a gift of faith because I've seen crazy
that
stuff.
Have you told that story before?
Mm-hmm.
That is a really cool story.
Cool, weird, and just like, God, you.
Terrifying, but also
yeah, like, but also it's like, what? So then yeah. I'm like, well, if you can do that, you can
do a lot of other stuff.
Well, when Jesus walked the earth, he raised people from the dead. He spat in people's eyes so they could see. And he kind of did it twice, more so for the people COVID watching. Safe, don't yeah, realize. Exactly. Don't make me cuss. But just like, I'm talking like, if we say like the gift of prophecy, of people calling things out before it's happened, the amount of times that I received words, for example, like that girl that said, don't box God, just because it looks like this for somebody else doesn't mean it has to look like that mm-hmm. for you. Just be open to ministry, you know? And someone else is like, you're going to, a random person at youth just said, this is kind of weird. I feel like I was meant to just share this with you. You're going to get a pair of, it's like getting a pair of shoes. You're going to walk around them and they're going to feel very uncomfortable, like a new pair. Like you're like, what am I doing? These are really uncomfortable. I don't even know how to do this. But God's just going to show you how to do it. And they're going to end up being your favorite pair of sneakers or something like that. Wow. Somewhere like that, right?
Yeah.
They had no idea. Years later, you know, I start to travel with this team and I'm leading thousands of people into worship and I'm like, God, what am I doing? I've never done this before. The people that came before me, like, they're way better. They write songs. They, like, I don't, what? I'm not qualified for this. I've never done singing lessons. I have never been to Bible college. Like, I don't know if I'm the best person. And then it's like, well, no, God fully lined this up for you.
Yeah.
As in, like, I had nothing to do with that because I was, you know, happy working in retail.
Just, and it just happened.
The way so that God like, lined up, like, so many things.
For sure.
So even, like, yeah, I could tell you so many stories.
That is so interesting. I love that. Because I always really wonder, like, because obviously, I mean, I'm in a very skeptical generation. So anyone who is, like, you know, like, sometimes, like, people are too good to be true. You're kind of like, there must be something. Like, come on, there must be something.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just not. Sometimes it's just, like,
real.
Yeah, I think that's amazing. I think that's so cool.
Well, here's the thing. I believe that God's a personal God. Like, I believe, I hate when people say, like, oh, like, what religion are you? Because in my mind,
difficult
word. Well, that's what starts wars.
Yeah.
Whereas I believe it's a relationship. And that might sound cliche, but it's like, just like you would have to invest into a friendship or a new relationship that you're beginning, I have to invest into my relationship with God. If I don't pick up my Bible and pray for, you know, a week, a month, one, I'll be a horrible person because I need the Lord to, like, soften out all the edges. But also, like, I'm not going to know him as well as I did before, and I'm not going to be able to, like, go through life with his wisdom and the way that he would approach things, because I'm not spending time with him, so I don't really know what he thinks about that thing, and I didn't bring that before him and ask, so what do you think about that?
It's not the type of relationship where you can go for a while and come back and go, there's special relationships.
Yes. And the thing is, you know, you could go so far from God and run away, and yet as soon as you turn around, even though you've gone a billion miles, he'll be right there. Because he so badly, in a beautiful way, wants relationship with you, but he doesn't force you, which is the whole thing of, like, you know, God created the heavens and the earth, and he created man and woman, and he gave them free will. But the crazy thing is, when you give people free will, they will either come to you or they won't come to you.
Mm.
And so then, you know, we believe that humans suck. When, you know, that's why we need a savior. We have a sinful nature, and we, you know, we do things that aren't very nice, and, you know, we try to do the good thing, and then we do other stuff that we don't want to do, and that's why we needed Jesus to help reconcile that relationship, because God's so good and so holy that he couldn't, like, someone had to come and pay for all the crap that we've done, you know, and for humanity, and for all the things that we would do. So then, I don't know, that's why Jesus became, like, a sacrifice on behalf of everybody else. I think I was saying that at the start, like, whilst we were still enemies, he died for us. Like, he did all that stuff before I was even alive because he loved me. I didn't even know that, you know? So it has to be a personal relationship. And so with the whole, like, for me, it's like, God, you've done too many things in my life for me to ever deny that you would not be real, because I'm living proof, and also what you've done through my life and in my life, only you could have done that and ordered my steps and guided me and brought Ben and I together. And even the fact that we would come together at this time, you know, he's such a good man, a man of prayer, and also a good steward of everything that God's given him, and helps me. Like, I learn from his life and how he treats people and how he honors God and how he prays and how he doesn't raise his voice. And, like, there's so many things, you know. So all that to say, if people put out the question to God, like, oh, like God, are you real? Or, like, show me that you're real. Or, like, if you even just put that out, like, because he loves you so much, even though you've had no idea maybe of who he is, he'll show you. Like, amazing. So I'm like, he listens to everything, so, like, careful just, what you're praying, guys.
I was just, like, warped, like, into your whole, what you were saying just then. I was like, wow.
Because I was 17, and I was at that camp, the Camp Rock.
Camp Rock, yeah. Christian Camp Rock.
Yeah, yeah. But it was this one, not down in Sydney, but the one where I was from before I moved to Sydney. And this guy said, like, if you want God to use you and use your life and do crazy things through it, tell him.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of had this moment. I got to be part of the worship team, even though I, you know, was one of the younger youth kids. It was, like, so cool. And I remember praying, going, God, use me. Like, please use me. I love to sing, but whatever you want. So when I was saying, like, be careful what you pray because he'll hear it and he'll totally do it, I put no parameters. I didn't say, it's got to be like this, girl, like this. I'm like, be careful what you pray, because he said, sick. She said, use me, whatever you want. Like,
I'm going
to
get creative.
Like, I like to sing, but whatever you want. He just was like, cool. So you're going to go around the entire world. You're going to sing a song that just goes insane and does things that you've never done before. You're going to, like, it's so insane. It still makes me laugh because I'm like, oh, God, you are so funny. And I'm like, careful what you pray for.
No, it's true. It really is. Like, it's like, real. Looking back, it's like an insane journey for you.
Literally, because it just goes from 0 to 100.
Mm. Real quick.
Real quick, girl. Yeah. Still there. I'm like, what? Should we slow down?
I love that. So, okay, I want to, like, let's kind of finish it up here.
Yeah.
What would you, right now, you've been through, wow, a journey. And quite a positive one. Like, it's come out positively, which is
kindness of God. He works all things together.
Yeah. So what would you tell yourself, let's say 13-year-old Taya, what would you tell yourself?
I would tell myself, pick up the Message Bible. firstly, because it will make
everything easier.
Oh my gosh, it would just make sense a bit earlier. And Jesus is real. And that thing that you feel when you sing again will never fade. And actually just like whatever you feel will grow stronger. I don't know whether it's that sense of peace or that security, and just like he's real. He's just real. And you're going to know it in the most sweetest way. And I would say be up for adventure, because life with Jesus is a full adventure, and he will take you to places that you never ever thought that you would ever be. But the other thing that I would say is that, but don't be fearful, because you will never be alone. And another promise of his is that he will never leave you or forsake you, and it's 100% true. Even in like your wondering and the questions, and he's there the entire time.
That is really special.
He's good.
Oh, I think little Taylor is she's gonna be good.
Little 13-year-old me.
So
I'm probably like mosquito.
It'll
get better, girl. Your hair will grow.
Yeah, don't worry. You'll grow out of the Supre clothes. More is to come. Where can we find? Where can we find your socials? Though warning, she's not that active.
Yeah,
but there's a lot of Ben.
Sometimes I'll post like six, and then that's it.
Yeah, but there's a lot of Ben, which people love.
Yeah, I know, which is so funny because he just doesn't like it at all. So many times, if there's like a rugby game on or something, a sport, I'll just film him because it's so funny.
Yeah,
I get more requests for like, when are we gonna get more Ben content? I'm like 100% got you. Don't worry.
I love that. So
I'm on Instagram sporadically, to under Taya Gorkroger. I'll spell it because it's weird. TayaGaukroger. I've been married for 2.5 years, and I literally had to spell that out as we went.
What was your maiden name?
Way easier. Taya Smith.
Oh.
Yeah, way easier. But the thing is, my parents thought they were being quite smart. They said, we're going to name you Taya because it's different and unique, because Smith is quite ordinary in Australia. But then they didn't factor in the fact that I would marry someone that had a very difficult last name, because technically it's German. Shout out to my Euros, like German and French, Gorkroger, which is beautiful. But we live in Australia and nobody says like that.
Yeah, but I love that Ben is like a very regular one.
Mm-hmm. Like, regular, strong name.
Yeah. Yeah. But then...
And then Tay Gorkroger. So people look at my name and go, okay. Wait, let's go from
there. Because I didn't realize that was your last name. Because I was like, I remember you as... Like,
Smith?
Yeah.
P.S. So guess what my middle name is?
Smith.
Mm-hmm. Imagine Tay Smith. No.
What is it? It's not my name, is it? Mm-hmm. It is!
Taya Elise. Yeah.
Have you told me that before?
I don't know if I have. Maybe I have.
Maybe...
I mean...
Why would I guess my name,
though? What's your middle name?
Mine's Marie Anna.
Maria Anna.
Marie, then space Anna.
So it's Elise Marie Anna.
Van Mierlo.
Which is Dutch.
Yeah. So my name is like French, then religious, and then Dutch.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a cool mix. I love names. I actually love names so much that I love to research the meaning of them.
Really? So, I like names too. I think I will have a really hard time
naming kids.
Yeah. Or anything. I'm trying
though, again, we're not having like children as far
it's
as I know.
It's always fun to soon. Plan.
Yeah, 100. But I'm like researching names. I'm like, it's going to be so hard.
So many.
Especially when you have, so then it's also not just your opinion, but like you have your husband who's equally important in this relationship. And has a say.
Yeah, he has something.
And again, like, keep in mind, his name's Ben, so it's like very strong, but more traditional. And then you have Taya, which is like left of field. How are we gonna be able to come together? And then we have Gorkroger, so I think we only need short names because it's too hard. Gonna, like, I mean, you can't have like Augustine Gorkroger because, sorry, what was that?
Spell that for me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm going to need two lines, you know?
But then there's also, like, maybe you, like, people, when they see the child, they know.
Yeah, I've heard that. I hope it's true.
That makes everything easier.
But then I heard people are, like, unnamed for, like, particularly royals, unnamed for, like, 2 weeks or something.
Yeah, I know a family that has their children are unnamed for a year.
What?
Because they have a name day. Which is,
like, wouldn't that be confusing for a child? Because you actually start to pick up on your name.
Yeah.
And
yeah. I mean, I don't know how it works, like, but I think Lord, it's, like...
please help me. But meanings. I definitely love meanings and researching and...
yeah.
Pretty cool.
Well, I reckon your children, where whoever and however they come, will have amazing names.
Amen to that.
And where can
send your suggestions, guys.
Yeah, send those suggestions down below. Where can we find your music?
Yes. So on, it sounds so dicky when you say it like this, but like on all good music platforms, it'll be there. So like it's under Hillsong one. United.
Hillsong so, United.
Yeah, even if you just type United.
Do you want to drop some song names that you recommend for everyone to listen to? Sure.
I mean, we talked about The Journey of Oceans.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a big one.
Yeah, I mean, like, that'll probably give like a good indication.
It's a bit of a monumental one.
Oh, well, thank you. I mean, I can't really claim it because I didn't write it. So I'm like, yeah. Well, stoked I got to sing it. My life changed. But one album that I actually love that we did last year, and it came out last year and then we like toured it everywhere. Who knows what touring is anymore because it's been so long since we've ever done
What's that?
Yeah, I was like, is that last year? Yeah. It's called People.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like the most of recent times authentic. I feel like it went back to the raw roots of, you know, who we were as United coming out of the youth ministry, as in, like, it was unpolished when we were introducing some of the songs to, like, our church before we record it, because we got to record it at our Worship and Creative Conference that, you know, we're known for music, and yet we only started this 3 years ago. But crazy... you know, it was just, like, unpolished and we were just standing there and everyone said it kind of felt like we were back in the youth days where everyone was just, you know, having a good time and there because they want their friends to, you know, be able to sing songs that they loved the sound of and but told them about who they were actually singing to and who he is, you know. But it's, yeah. So I reckon the People album is sick. I mean, if I do say so myself, like, Good Grace, it's just a fun, and then it's just like a fun party, and then we just kind of like go wild after. It was just so much fun.
Yeah.
And then one that's actually coming out at the moment with our Hillsong worship team, which is our broader church, which is everyone together. So United, Young or Free, worship, everyone's just a melting pot, which is what church should be, a melting pot of all different people of all different ages, places, everything.
Love it.
That color, creed, tribe, nation. We're actually dropping an album 30th of October. It's called Take Heart in brackets Again.
So that's really soon.
As in, they just released a single on Friday. Oh. And it's Hosanna, which people might know the song.
Yeah,
But it's a reimagined version of that.
Right. Yeah.
And it's actually amazing because if you go on YouTube, they have an extended clip of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes from Hosanna into this like instrumental and then it goes into this song called For All Those Who Are To Come. And it's just, that's prophetic. It's beautiful. Yeah. Some of it was written years ago, but it's like kind of talks about, you know, for all those who are to come, they're going to see and they're going to know who you are. You know, everyone from every tribe, every nation, every tongue, like just they'll see and they'll know. And they'll, yeah, it's really cool. So that one's coming out. And if you're young and free into like the funky young vibe, which I am as well. I'm like funky. I sound like a whole 80-year-old. I'm just like, God, funky. Yeah. They've just released the album called All of My Best Friends, and it's pretty amazing as well. They just recorded that start of this year. It's kind of when all the bushfires were going on, and of course we couldn't be at Camp Rock. But it was kind of cool. We just kind of like, you know, all came into our church building out at Hills, kind of transformed into it to look like a youth camp, and they recorded it there locally.
Oh, fun.
Which is really cool and probably, yeah, the best one to date.
And what about your...
me? Okay, so on the DL, I am currently just writing and having a go, and I don't have any any more information yet set in stone, but I did get to feature kind of on one of our singles this past year, which was Another in the Fire. So if you look that up, and it'll say Hillsong United, then it'll say comma Taya, all in capital letters. So you can actually go on Spotify and see Taya as my own artist profile.
I love that. That's so exciting. So
I know, like, random again.
But cool.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah.
It's going to go great. Okay,
in Jesus' name, whatever you want, I'm in. Oh, I already prayed it. I prayed it again. Look out.
Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Oh, you're kind.
This is going to be, I don't know, maybe I need to make this into two parts because...
There's a lot. I'm so sorry. I'm very
don't apologize for telling your story. Are you kidding me?
We'll have to keep it. Maybe like fast forward our voices. Bye guys. Thanks for listening.
Oh my gosh. Thanks for coming, guys.